a recent survey commissioned by the Consumer Federation of America, the CFA, finds that consumers lack essential knowledge about their credit score. In fact, only about a quarter of Americans and fewer than one in five of those with incomes below $35,000 a year say that they know what their credit score is. And I have to confess that I am one of them. But Michelle Singletary is not. She writes the syndicated column, The Color of Money, and she joins us every Tuesday. Michelle, why is it so important for people to know what their credit score is?
Listen, most people can tell you what their SAT score was. This is just as important for adults. You are judged on your credit score when you buy a home. When you buy a car, they're going to look at your credit score. When you get insurance for that car, they're going to look at your credit score. And a lot of employers these days are looking at your credit report and your credit score and determining whether or not they want to hire you. So almost every facet of our life now, our financial life, credit score comes into play.
Well, is this a score like from 0 to 100 and everybody fits in there somewhere?
Well, usually the score is rated on a scale of about 300 to 800. The closer you are to 800, the better credit worthiness you have.
It is just like the college boards.
let me ask you, I always figure, you know, if I'm in trouble, someone would call me up and they'd say, hey, send us the money for the thing or whatever it is.
So I figure my credit score must be okay because I'm not getting any more dunning letters.
Well, you know, maybe not. I mean, if you've been just making late payments here and there and you kind of forgot a bill here and there, it could affect your credit score. And that in turn affects how much it costs you to borrow money. A credit score difference of, say, 720 and 650 could mean several hundred dollars a month. So the better your credit score, the better loan you're going to have and the better bargaining position. Say when you buy a car. Now, I know all three of my credit scores. And when I go in to negotiate for a car, I can tell them almost to the very point, I have excellent credit. This is what my credit score is. This is the loan that I want to get. If you don't know that, you're not in a position to negotiate the best deal.
Well, how do I find out what my credit score is? And if it's not, say, as spectacularly close to 800 as one would wish, what can I do?
Everybody should get their credit report from all three credit bureaus at least once a year, from Experian, Equifax, and TransUnion. You have to buy your credit score. They don't give it to you free. Now, if you're just looking at it for informational purposes, you don't need to buy three credit scores. Just pick one and buy it.
Let me just ask you here, if people go to Day to Day on the internet, can they get a link to you and figure out how to get to these sites?
Absolutely. I've done many columns on this, and
okay,
we'll put a link on your website, and they can get all the information on where they can go to get their credit score.
Okay. And lastly, that question, if the scores are not good, is there anything you can do to kind of raise them? I do see a lot of junk email offering to do that.
Right. Let me tell you, don't buy any service, and I mean any service, that tells you that they can improve your credit score. Time will help you improve your credit score. There's no magic formula. There's no amount of money that you can pay that'll improve it. Just keep paying your bills on time. If you haven't in the past, don't worry about it. From this day forward, start paying it on time. And listen, your goal is to try to get a score of 720 or better. That's excellent credit. As you start getting into the 600s, that's not so good. You can still get loans, but you're not going to get the best rates.
Michelle Singletary writes the syndicated personal finance column, The Color of Money, for the Washington Post, and she joins us on Tuesdays for good advice. Thank you, Michelle.
You're welcome.